Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Driver, can you just let me off, please? Can you just open the doors here, please? Can you open... Driver, what's wrong with you?
Oh, rude.
I did not think you was a rude driver. How is it not safe? Just because there's a cyclist and a lady with a pram?
Ah. No man.
I did not know that you was prejudiced. Hello. How are you? Are you alright? Good. I'm okay. It's a very, very late podcast today. I apologise. I suspect it's had absolutely no impact on your life. But then I am 10 hours into my working day, having started at 5:30 this morning. 5:30. Now then, horrible landmark past, 500,000 COVID deaths in the USA. It was very easy to work out. I remember around the time of the election going, oh, okay, so it's multiplying at this rate. And yeah, sure, I guess February time we'll be looking at half and did. So that's great. You'll have heard more Americans have died from COVID-19 than they did on the battlefields of World War One and World War Two and the Vietnam War combined. And there's a problem, which is it's a kind of course, not to the individuals and to the families involved and to all the people caring for the victims, but it's kind of invisible, isn't it? I mean, when you think about the sort of the horror of war and the visceral graphicness of it, and the kind of I don't mean to couch it in these terms, but the sort of sexy vividness of the imagery of war. It's all very volatile and dynamic, and of course this isn't, you know, someone hooked up onto to a ventilator is a different kind of horror, but it's a very, but you're not sort of seeing the victims in the media, like it's not happening. I remember during lockdown there came a moment where they suddenly just started sending camera crews into the wards to kind of go, this is what it looks like. I remember pretty much the day they actually finally did that, and it was vivid and it did bring it home. And I watch CNN. Every day I watch a bit of CNN. I've got to do CNN in 4 minutes. I've got so many good jokes. The with situation wolf room blitzer. If you don't watch CNN, it's just not going to mean anything. Anyway, I feel like that might be some of the problem, is that people aren't seeing the thing. And apparently there's people are sticking stickers and stuff in the UK on lampposts and stuff saying, what if it was all a hoax? Yeah, but that's, you know, that's like a teenager thing saying, what if this is actually just a computer simulation? Like, what if the green that I'm seeing isn't the green that you're... Doesn't matter! It's green by common consensus! Sorry. It's pretty horrific though, isn't it? Boris Johnson has set out his roadmap, which will definitely work. Matt Hancock took a bit of a pasting off Piers Morgan. I mean, wow, man. It's sort of like watching, a pit bull and a badger. Like, you know, I wouldn't want to be there with either of them. And Keir Starmer, robustly, has said, I don't want anyone resigning at the moment. I'd rather they steered us out of this crisis. It's like, well, yeah. But it's kind of like saying, oh, the guy who's driving the bus and careening off the lamppost, well, it's probably not the time to change drivers. You know, let's just let him finish his careening. I don't know. It's just a kind of, he wants a day of reckoning in the future, Keir Starmer. But, you know, the truth is that people just forget. If we don't do it now in the heat of the moment, people will forget. Wake up, sheeple, and all that. George Washington, one of the founding fathers of the United States of America, of course, declared, shall I do my historic American voice? I do like doing that. I mainly do that in the Date Fight podcast. I don't know if you've checked that out. This is my American historic drama voice. If the freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent we may be led like sheep to the slaughter. Thing is, we're way dumber than sheep. There's a 2001 study by a guy called Keith Kendrick. And he discovered sheep can recognize and remember at least 50 individual faces for more than 2 years. It says here that's longer than many humans, definitely longer than me. And that's 50 human faces. Like, I defy you to memorize 50 sheep faces and remember them for longer than 2 years. Unbelievable. A woman called Caroline Lee in Australia has also studied sheep intelligence. Sheep can learn how to navigate out of a complex maze. Yeah, kind of like we need, you know, to get us out of the complex maze of the COVID. Okay. Satire. I'm working my way back, okay? Apparently, the enticing sight of their fellow sheep friends awaiting them at the finish line help them reach the exit. Apparently, rams all sheep make friends, but rams will kind of protect the weaker ones. They form really close bonds and they work together. And 8% of sheep are homosexual, which is pretty cool. But it sort of feeds the narrative, I think, I'm moving on from the Matt Hancock. You know, it feeds the narrative to think that, you know, any animal that we sort of, you know, use, you know, harvest in some way, it sort of feeds the narrative to think they're dumb. You know, we all nod sagely, sort of steepling our fingers going, yeah, yes, I knew, you know, yes, I knew that thing. You know, when you got a really good fact and you go up to someone and say, hey, did you know that they never stopped painting the Forth Bridge or something like that? That's a bad example because everybody knows that. It'd be like, did you know that Fred Astaire's knees were insured for $10 million? Something like that. People go, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, I did know that. So frustrating, because you know they didn't know that. They didn't know that. Anyway, we all do that. Yes, I know that thing when people say, you know, pigs are 4 times more intelligent than dogs. Yeah. Yeah, no, I did. Yeah, I did. Don't do anything about it, do we? And, you know, going back to Matt Hancock, he's built this narrative, you know, which is, I'd do it all again if I had to, because, sure, okay, we were a bit late with the paperwork, but we were trying to save the country, and I would do it all again, okay? This is the whole transparency laws. I mean, all the contracts had to be declared within 30 days, and he took 47, I think, on average or something. I would do it all again, and you should be thanking my team. And Piers Morgan's going, no, I'm not going to thank your team. Blah, blah, blah. And he believes that narrative. You know, you could put Matt Hancock under a lie detector test. He'd absolutely believe it. He believes that, you know, that's the thing. It's not the fact that billions of pounds have just sort of evaporated and that it's all gone to cronies. I had a guy do something like that with me once. We were doing the vegan conversation. I'm sorry for doing that, you know. I don't mean to do that. It's so boring. But this guy sort of engaged me. And it's because, you know, he felt bad about eating meat, which is very often the reason. And so needed to sort of crush me and my arguments so that he could sort of feel like, well, yes, no, it's my position is tenable. And, you know, cognitive dissonance be damned. I know exactly what I'm doing and I'm doing the right thing. He did that. He got to this tortuous argument about chicken. And he ended up saying, well, yeah, but he started with the whole thing of, well, I buy all my meat from one butcher, one farmer. And he personally knows all the animals. I was like, okay, but, you know, factory farmed chicken is really horrendous and stuff. Well, we only buy free range. Yeah, free range chicken is not really much better, in all honesty. Blah, 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 blah. And he ended up arguing that we needed cheap chicken because there were kids living in poverty. And if we didn't have cheap chicken, then those would starve. And literally sort of teary-eyed, he said, and that is not something that I will allow. I'm not going to let poor kids starve. And that's why we need to have cheap chicken. It's like, do you know how much a sack of chickpeas is? Like, genuinely by comparison. You know, I mean, we can talk about, you know, cheap food and food poverty, of course. But please don't put veganism into that. This is so boring. Anyway, the point is he believed that narrative. Fun fact about chicken. This is some research done at the University of Bristol. Joanne Edgar and her colleagues. Chickens don't really like it when you puff air at them, apparently. Get off. But what they've discovered is that chickens have empathy because they monitored how hens reacted when they saw their chicks having air puffed at them. The hens' hearts began to race and they would call out more frequently to the chicks. But if the air was not puffed near them, they wouldn't do so. And actually, if the air was puffed near the chicks without actually disturbing them, they wouldn't react either. And then they would make associative formations. So there would be a box that was one colour. Yeah, but was it my green? With the air puff and another box that didn't have it. And they'd get concerned when their chicks went nearer the colour box with the... Anyway. It's sort of interesting, isn't it? Another news story about pigs operating joysticks. Pig pong. They've trained pigs to operate joysticks. They sort of play a little sort of pong-like game and get a reward. Not as good as the higher primates, though. It's like, yeah, that's because they're doing it with their snout. Primates have got thumbs. Of course they're not as good at that. They concede. Yes, I suppose that could be a fact. Yes, it could be. So I'm being shouty. I don't mean to be. I'm fine. I'm actually fine. Punching the desk. And I had another animal story for you about dolphins, but to be honest, this is a family show. That was one of the many stories found by producer Julie, to whom I wish the very happiest of birthdays. Happy birthday, Julie. Thank you so much for keeping this podcast on the rails. If you've enjoyed anything that's been in any way pre-planned, or if you're a Patreon you've received any kind of benefit... Set the CDs. I managed to do the CDs. I managed to do that. It was sort of point of like, come on. It's basically Julie. So thank you, Julie, for being such an amazing keystone in this enterprise. I've had an email from David. Morning, Jake. I wish it was. I am so late. Coincidentally, just after talking about earworms. Yes, that was yesterday. You managed to trigger one of mine. Oh, I'm sorry. And it's one of those really annoying ones that's buried deep and has a built-in loop glitch I can't escape from once I start singing it. As you were listing all the contents of your shiny new website, my head went... The problem is, I don't... With songs and sketches and jokes old and new, with us about you won't feel blue, so meet the gang cause the boys are here, the boys to entertain you. I can't remember the rest of it. All I know is that bit. And then it looped with songs and such. He says, just one of the many terrible side effects of watching It Ain't Half Hot Mum in my formative years. Well, that's the thing. I never watched it. Mum and Dad wouldn't let me. Along with, I fear, some subliminal racism, homophobia and colonialist tendencies, which will emerge again in my dotage. And an irresistible urge to yell, shut up! Every time I hear the first two lines of Land of Hope and Glory. Oh, I'm with you, David. I mean, I think that's a nice blend there, the subliminal racism, homophobia and colonialist tendencies, but also hating anything patriotic. That's a good blend. Anyway, on with the show. That's David, this one, not the other three. David Brazel. Don't forget, it's not today at swanburst.com. If you would like to drop me a line, I mean, I don't want to call them EOMs because it does feel like copyright infringement on Sean Keaveney. I'm interested to know, because this does seem to be a thing. Is there a song that your brain keeps offering up to you and trying to make you sing, but that you don't actually know? That's my question. What's the song your brain wants you to sing, but that you don't know? For me, Chicago. Chicago, Chicago. That's all I know. Every time, sing us a song. Chicago. Can't do it. Anyway, go and check out the Muppets on Disney.
That's been banned.
It hasn't been banned. They put a warning on it, and the Daily Mail went berserk about it, saying,
even the Muppets are victims to cancel culture.
They're not. They literally just put a thing on the front that said, this depicts some cultural insensitivity, which isn't really okay anymore, but, you know, we're presenting it because we think it's important to use it to spark a conversation. It's like, no. I mean, that is stretching it, but you're showing, because it was really great, even with cultural insensitivity. And, you know, some of us, as we approach our dotage, might say, because I'm kidding, I don't mean that. I'm having fun. Gosh, you can't say anything these days, can you? You guys are great. Thanks for being here. I will be back with more stuff tomorrow. And if you'd like to support the podcast, thanks so much to the newcomers. It's patreon.com, patreon.com/nottodaypod. And a reminder that tomorrow, the Cold Case Crime Cuts series starts. I mean, I didn't really stand to benefit from that in any way anymore, but I did a lot of voicing on it and I did all the music. And it's a really good podcast. The question, you know, it's answering all the questions about musical murder that you've ever wondered. Who shot the sheriff, and who shot the deputy, who shot who at the Copa? If it was murder on the dance floor, I don't think they did that one. Anyway, it's really good. Cold Case Crime Cuts, starting tomorrow. Okay, I'll stop now. Lots of love. Sorry for being shouty. Let's all just hug it out. Bye.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.